Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on What Days with Murph. Today on the show, we have music from Ashton Grace, Runaway Angel, and Farewell Angelina. We'll also be talking about our interviews, well, with all three of them, which is rare that I play three artists we've already interviewed. That's really rare. My friend Brooke joined us this week as the guest co-host, so this should be fun. And speaking of Brooke, how are you, girl?
Doing good. How about you?
I'm good. We were talking off air this is your second time on air with me this week.
Yes, it is, and second time ever.
True, second time ever. That's very true. And we were also talking about the last time you were on. We got quite a surprise the last time you were on.
Yes, we did.
If anybody doesn't know that story, and I was not expecting this. This was a surprise to both of us.
Yeah.
Monday was the show's 6-year anniversary, and I see this number pop up on my switch with a Nashville area code. So I'm thinking, okay, it's one of my singer friends, like Alyssa Trahan or somebody. So I pick up the line. This voice goes, "Hey, it's Katie Cook." I'm like, okay, what is happening
here? You can hear me in the background.
Now? And I haven't listened to the show yet, but according to Brooke, you can audibly hear her gasp in the background.
Yes, you can.
But seriously, I never expected that ever.
I didn't either. And I know darn well that Katie was probably one of, if not your favorite interview.
Yeah. She brings that up there easily. Top five favorite interviews ever. Getting back to today's show, like we always do, why don't we take a look back at last week and see how the chart came out last week.
Okay.
Coming in at number three last week was the new one from Hannah Ellis, "Home and Hometown." Great song. I absolutely love that song. At number two last week was Sarah Beth with "Something About It," and I heard Sarah Beth do this song live. Yep. I heard Sarah Beth do this song live at the Nashville Universe Awards. She sounds just as good live as she does on the record. And not many artists can pull that off, I'll be honest with you. Not many artists can do that.
True. That's true.
And at number one last week was my girls Kayla and Kelly of Wildfire with their brand new single "Cure." So
I've heard of at least the top two.
So that was last week's countdown. You want to jump in and get this week's show started?
Yes, we should.
All right. Coming in this week at number three is is a brand new song from somebody that I recently had the opportunity to interview, the lovely Miss Ashley Grace, who surprisingly enough is a Nashville native, which there's not very many of those around. So, as Tennesseans call Nashville natives, unicorns, because
unicorns.
Because they're rare, you know. I mean,
yeah,
they're not
I
ever
like
seen.
Unicorns.
So, coming in this week, I'm at number three. This is Ashlyn Grace with 601 on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
Something about 25 years worth of memories, where hand and footprints were pushed in wet concrete. I still see Daddy's sweat rolling down as he built our treehouse, and hear Mama's laugh from her favorite show on TV. I smell a home cooked meal of tomato. My brother screams just to make me smile. I want to stay away from the house that's coming undone. Don't want to see the walls coming down, cause there's a part of me still left inside. No, a new life has begun. There's nothing like the sweet good old memories from 601. Something about all the songs that we all sung there, all the holidays, laughter, and prayers. It's where I blew out candles on my first birthday cake, and where I cried for my first heartbreak. I still see me dancing in the kitchen up late at night. Mama and Daddy's hugs, saying, honey, it'll be alright. I wanna stay away from the house that's coming undone. Don't wanna see the walls coming down, cause there's a part of me still left inside. Though a new life has begun, there's nothing like the sweet good old memories from 601.
And that was Ashlyn Grace at number three with 601. What'd you think of that song, Brooke?
I thought it was really good.
Like I said, we had Ashlyn on the show a few weeks ago, and she's basically been a singer her entire life. So.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm multitasking, trying to get the show on and on phone.
Huh?
Sorry, I'm multitasking, so if I don't, like, respond, I'm trying to put the show on Mother's phone.
I got you. Before we move on, what have you been up to today?
I went to the store, and that's about it.
Awesome. Let me see. I wanted to tell you guys right quick that 2 weeks from today, there will be no Indie Country Radio because your boy will be in Nashville.
That's going to be fun.
And speaking of Nashville, I know somebody else that's gonna be in Nashville in a little less than 2 months.
Who would that be?
I'm talking to her.
I will.
Yep. We both will, actually.
Yeah.
For KICMA. And,
yeah.
And I'm getting so excited for these awards. I mean, these awards are going to
be
so much fun.
Yeah.
You know, I've told you this before on social media, but when Kevin reached out to me and asked me to co-host, I was like, are you freaking serious right now?
Kevin's a great guy.
Yes, he is. And it'll be my first ever live co-hosting event. So I'm
nervous/excited.
I'm nervous/excited at this point.
Yeah, I don't know what more like he has in store for me, like what he has in store at the actual awards, but I've told him multiple times, like, if you need anything, hit me up because I'm bored all the time and I need stuff to do, so. Yeah.
Right.
I know we still have, like, a couple more things to do, but hopefully, like, we'll get it done, of course.
Yeah. I'm still working on some zingers for him.
I'll definitely help
you. Some zingers.
I'm good at roasting Kevin, so I'll help you all you want.
You have helped me. I've worked that a being late joke into a few of my zingers. I've worked that in. So you've helped me.
Well, I'm going to help all I can.
Awesome. What do you say we move on to number two this week?
Okay.
Coming in this week at number two, it's a band that I've also had on the show like a month ago. This is Farewell Angelina with Shotgun Summer on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
Summer.
Bandit. Number two this week, that was Farewell Angelina with Shotgun Summer. Did you like that song?
That was a fun song.
Yeah. As fun as that song is, those girls are even more fun.
I bet.
We had them on maybe a month or two ago, I think it was, and it was just Ooh. Such a fun interview. But let me and this is something that they told me. See, I'm always interested to hear the stories behind how bands get their names and stuff. You know, Farewell Angelina actually got their name from a Bob Dylan song by the same name, Farewell Angelina.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Of course, I've never heard the Bob Dylan song. But that was still pretty cool. I mean, it's
yeah.
always intrigued me. I don't know why, but it's always intrigued me. The stories behind how bands get their names, it's always intrigued me.
Yeah, I try to think of, like, if I were in a band with somebody, what would I want for the name to be? I don't even know.
I think it's Maroon 5. They won't even discuss how they how I came up with that name.
Oh, really?
Seriously.
That's interesting.
People have tried to get it out of them several times, but it's just not happening.
Well, I mean,
so,
some people want secrets, so.
True. Let me see. A Farewell Angelina is made up of Ashley, Nicole, Lisa, and the other one's name escapes me at the moment, but recently, actually, one of the girls left to pursue other opportunities, and they brought Ashley
oh, wow.
in. So that's a little bit of trivia there for you. Let me go ahead and tell you. Let me go ahead and tell you guys where you can catch Farewell Angelina in September. September 7th, aka my birthday, they'll be playing a private event in Indianapolis. The 8th, they will be in Flint, Michigan at the Capitol Theater. The 20th, they will be at the Marlboro Civic Center in Peninsula, South Carolina. The 22nd, they will be at Matilda's in Alpharetta, Georgia. And the 26th, they will be at North Carolina Wesleyan College at the Dunn Center for the Performing Arts in Rocky Mount, North Carolina.
Oh wow, that's a lot of shows.
Yeah. Out of those five states that I just mentioned, I've been to three of them so far.
Which three?
Michigan, Georgia, and North Carolina.
Ooh.
Yep. I have a dream of seeing all 30 Major League Baseball stadiums. show. So I've seen 29 so far of them.
Which one haven't you seen? As in, like, what city? I probably won't know the state.
The Mariners. The Seattle Mariners.
Oh, okay.
That's the only one.
That's the only one you haven't been to?
That's the only one I haven't seen yet. And I'm going to that one next summer. So,
that'll be fun.
One of my favorites as far as being a good baseball atmosphere was a Comerica Park in Detroit.
That was your favorite, or your what did you say? I got
that.
That was your favorite.
That was as far as being a good baseball atmosphere. It was at Comerica Park. I mean, it's a great stadium.
Yeah, that's the only sports stadium I've ever been to, actually, I think. I might have been to
other
one, but I don't know.
Oh, awesome. I wanted to finish it up by the time I turned 30, but that didn't happen. So here we are.
At least you're still going to finish it. At least you're still able to finish it, right?
This is true.
Plus it extends the amount of time you're having fun.
Exactly. So, are you ready for a number one this week?
I am.
Awesome. With this one, we will see a record broken with this one.
Ooh.
The band at number one is currently tied for the most number ones ever, with a five so far. And they just broke a
Who's
record
the other
with Morgan Miles.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of her.
I've met Morgan, and she is just one of the sweetest people probably ever. So, but the band at number one this week is one of my favorite bands, favorite indie bands probably ever. They're from Ontario, Canada. They're called Runaway Angel. And this is their record breaking six number one. This is Devil's Doorbell on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
Hammer.
And at number one this week, that was my friend's Runaway Angel with Devil's Doorbell. You know, that song has not been officially released as a single yet.
Ooh.
But neither has 601, the first song we played today. But I tend to do that. I'll buy an album from an artist or whatever, you know, and I'll listen to it once or twice just to see which song kind of strikes my fancy and which song I think I'm going to play for the show. And I enjoy that. I enjoy taking obscure album cuts and playing them on the show like this. I enjoy that.
Yeah, I think that last song, or like the number one song, it reminds me a mixture of Church Bell and then Free Ride by Diamond Dixie. Like, if you put those together, it reminds me of those songs.
I like the way you think. Because, I get that completely. I understand that.
Yeah.
And it kind of does.
They're all three great songs.
I was going to ask, what you thought of the show as a whole this week?
I thought it was fun. I'm happy to join it.
Awesome. Can you believe we are officially 65 episodes down of Indie Country Radio? 65 episodes,
That's
if you can believe
crazy.
That.
That's pretty
you
crazy.
Know, I started
you should
the show,
start thinking of what to do for 100.
I started the show last January. As sort of another way to help get independent artist names out there, and it's turned into something that I basically have no control over.
Okay. It's good to help out people who need it and who are smaller, just starting out.
Right. You know, and it's like I was telling somebody the other day. I love seeing good people succeed, and
exactly.
And every time an artist friend of mine releases a brand new video or gets a publishing deal or whatever, it takes every fiber of my being not to just cry my face off.
Aww.
It literally takes every fiber of my being not to just cry like a baby. But, thank you for joining me twice this week. Thank you for doing that.
Well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I think I'm going to let you go and kind of wrap things up here, okay?
Okay.
But you know, you are more than welcome on the show anytime, whether that's calling in to talk to a guest, helping me out with this, whatever. You're absolutely more than welcome back anytime.
Okay, take that into consideration.
I'll talk to you later, Brooke. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode of Indie Country Radio. So, I think before I get out of here, I should probably tell you what's coming up next week. We don't have a show next Tuesday, but next Wednesday at 5:30 Central, we have the super talented Miss Hannah Anders joining us. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Indie Country Radio on Wait Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.